go-getters and just going to betters. It's the pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right. Well, that'll get you up in the morning. Okay. Listen, we talked in the first segment of our show about how to make a little extra money on the side. Well, one way to do that is to start a business. Well, you know, one thing we want to be clear about, entrepreneurship is hard, and we need good people and good organizations on our side, those who own small businesses, those who are thinking about starting a business. We need support. And we've got someone. I had a chance to sit down with an interview, Karen Kerrigan. She's a leader and advocate on behalf of small businesses. She's helped foster U.S. entrepreneurship and global business growth. She's president and CEO of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And as I said, I had a chance to sit down and talk to her, and we want to bring this interview to our listeners right now. Karen, let's hear it. It's kind of set the tone. You know, you're constantly polling and interacting with and learning from the small business community on where things kind of stand today at a high level. Can you maybe give us some highlights on how small businesses are faring today and just kind of paint the picture of the sentiment out there?
Well, when I talk to business owners and entrepreneurs, obviously, they're quite concerned about where the economy is headed right now, you know, particularly given inflation and a lot of the reports, a lot of the news about a recession, whether, you know, we're in a recession or not, right? We'll leave that up to all the technical people. But
yeah, that's a technical matter, but yes.
But the reality is a lot of small business owners, I mean, they feel like definitely the environment that they're operating in, they feel like they're in a recession. You know, obviously they just have started to dig out of the COVID-19 pandemic and the revenue loss and the challenges of those years, and then quickly got hit or have been getting hit with high inflation, ongoing, you know, supply chain issues, although those have gotten a little bit better. And I think largely because of a drop in demand,
yeah.
You know, actually still some labor issues, but obviously they're just finding it very difficult to compete in the current environment, particularly given, you know, these high costs and the uncertainty of what's to come in the months ahead and just the slowdown in demand. I mean, consumers are pulling back, so they're feeling it, you know, on the revenue front. So it's challenging. And for those business owners that have been around, again, you know, pre-pandemic and even, you know, prior to that, it's been a pretty challenging 4 to 5 years.
It really has been. Entrepreneurship's hard enough, you know, in good times. To think of the, you know, small businesses getting through the pandemic and all the challenges that you mentioned associated with that, now to have to face things like inflation. And again, whether or not we're technically in a recession or not, certainly just due to inflation alone, there's a pullback on spending. And even when consumers spend, we're getting squeezed kind of from the top and the bottom, maybe a cut in revenue, you know, less sales, but at the same time, higher costs. You know, inflation is affecting us on both sides of the equation. It's just an incredible, incredible set of circumstances that make it so tough these days.
Right. And also, you know, for many businesses, particularly seasonal ones this past summer, you know, and even those that are in service businesses like restaurants or any type of fast service, many of them could not take advantage of this sort of surge that we saw in consumer activity during the summer, particularly the traveling, because of labor shortages. So you saw at the one time, you know, on the one hand, they're like, okay, great. You know, consumers are coming back. They want to spend some money. They're traveling. But on the other hand, you had many businesses that have had to either, you know, cut back their hours or close certain days because they simply do not have the labor to stay open extended hours or normal hours or, you know, 6-7 days a week. So when you say squeezed, definitely squeezed on both ends. But now, you know, definitely the economic climate is changing again. And, you know, I do think we're in a very difficult period in the next few months, particularly given what's happening overseas. You know, you see the energy costs that are really racking and inflation racking those economies. And you can't cordon off the effects, you know, of what happens overseas. I mean, that, you know, that all has an effect on the U.S. economy. Obviously, what happens here, you know, also impacts what happens overseas because it is a very interdependent global marketplace. So,
right.
You know, that's what we're trying to press upon Congress and the administration and look at the challenges are difficult enough, and we need positive policies. We need good policies that are going to at least get rid of some of the pain, provide some relief, and give some level of certainty to business owners and entrepreneurs.
Right, indeed. And you're a great advocate, a great ambassador for the small business and entrepreneurial community. You do such good work getting in front of Congress and advocating for us. Tell us, you know, some of the hot button issues that are at the top of your list from a priority standpoint that, you know, you say we need good policies right now. What's a wish list for you right now and some things you'd love to see addressed and how?
Well, you know, Jeff, and one thing that I will mention as well is some positive and optimistic news on the entrepreneurship front is that during the pandemic years and coming out of, well, I don't think we're in them anymore. It seems like things have sort of gotten back to normal, but who knows what's to come, right?
Sure.
We have seen this surge in entrepreneurship or new business applications. Record number of people, for example, in 2021, 5.4 million, actually, you know, filed for new business applications. And that's an increase of 53% from 2019 pre-pandemic. So, you know, obviously sort of the changing in the economy, the new digital economy, the embracing of technology by consumers and businesses alike, and sort of how that has transformed the economy has also opened up new opportunities for people. And so they are seeing these new business opportunities. But those 5.4 million business applications don't necessarily mean that those people have launched businesses. So we need as many those people who actually file business applications to start businesses, to make up for all those businesses that we have lost, number one. And number two, because startups and small businesses really are the font of innovation and economic vibrancy and job growth in this country. So in addition to saying, look, we've got to really help existing small businesses that drive local economies get through these current economic challenges, we also got to look at this opportunity to build all these new businesses and these startups and help these people who have the entrepreneurial itch take that next step into new business ownership. So we need a whole host, you know, of policies in order to make that happen. And I would say one of the big wish list that we have is for Congress and the administration to just look at, just sort of don't do anything that causes more pain and more uncertainty. And there's a lot of regulation, proposed regulations that are going on, Department of Labor and, you know, various other agencies across the board that would impose more regulations, more costs, more burdens, more record keeping on small businesses. And this is exactly the opposite of what business owners need right now. So a regulatory timeout, you know, just sort of let the dust settle on the economy and help us dig out not only of COVID and get supply chains, you know, back in order, but now businesses need as much time, resources, capital as possible, you know, to make it through this next round of economic challenges and inflation. So, you know, a regulatory timeout would be our big number one wish list, because right now we do see a lot of harmful regulation that is moving through the system right now that will really hurt small businesses, mid-sized businesses, and large-sized businesses. I would say the other thing, look, like the PRO Act that would make it very hard for people to be independent contractors and start businesses. You know, if they would just sort of stop what they're doing and just think of ways that they can help small businesses as opposing more costs, that would be a huge, huge benefit for our economy and for U.S. competitiveness right now.
Karen Kerrigan, thank you so much for being on with us today. We appreciate it. The great work that you personally do and that your organization does is so valuable and so valued by the entrepreneurial and small business community. We appreciate it. Thank you for being on, Karen.
Of course. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, we're going to head to a quick break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.